You would have seen that as the RBA board was deliberating its latest decision, some business leaders argued that government spending should be cut by $50 billion a year to help tackle this problem of persistent inflation. Is government spending to blame for fueling inflation?
Yeah, I saw the Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry call for a $50 billion cut in government spending. They really could have just put their headline of their media releases, ACCI calls for a recession, because that's pretty much what we would have got. We're talking a 2% of GDP cut in government spending. We have never seen that in the past. You know, since the 1990s recession, since the 1980s, we have never seen such a cut in government spending like that, except for the 2 years once we got out of the pandemic and we had to unwind all of that massive stimulus. This would be one of the biggest austerity cuts of all time in Australian history at a time when the private sector is only just sort of getting back on its legs and get going. It's like, no, this is crazy. Yes, government spending is strong. Part of the reason it's big is we got an NDIS. We didn't have an NDIS in the past. And NDIS spending is not really fueling this inflation. Take away the NDIS and spending on disability support, and government spending is pretty much round average. There are lots of other things that are putting pressures on the economy and putting pressures on prices. If you think of things like, compare how much is being spent and investment in new coal and gas and oil mines around the country, much more than we're spending on building infrastructure for roads and rail and various things. And it's like, well, that's actually at the moment a real contest for labor, because, you know, we do have low inflation and yet we're still sort of approving a lot of these big mining projects that probably are actually making it harder for people to build homes, for local governments to find workers, to build roads and all other things. So, yeah, I don't fall into the line of thinking it's the public sector that's driving inflation. It's not that at all.
Mm. What levers would you pull to give people some relief or at least provide some hope?
You know, relief can sometimes be a double-edged sword. If they're going to hand out tax cuts to people, well, that actually could fuel inflation. It's like, okay, I've given you a tax cut and now you're going to get an interest rate rise. Is that what we want? One of the things I think you should resist is these calls to massively cut government spending. What they should actually be looking at is, if they're worried about government spending, it's not really so much government spending they need to worry about. It's that size of the budget deficit, because budget deficits are, in a sense, the government adding into the economy. So they might want to lower the budget deficit, but you don't need to do that by cutting interest rates. You could do it by raising more tax the gas industry. You know, the ACTU at the moment is calling for a 25% tax on gas exports. That would raise, you know, we're talking of the order of $15 billion. We've also seen unions today come out arguing for reducing the capital gains tax discount from 50% to 25%. Well, that's something that actually will also have an impact on house prices, because that takes away a lot of the incentive for investors in the housing market. It reduces that. So I think they need to look at actually getting rid of some of these loopholes, stop wasting money subsidizing fossil fuel industries with diesel rebates and things like that that they don't need. But at the moment, a lot of people are doing it tough still at the lower end. Job seekers still 40% below the poverty line or something around there. If I was worried about people who are really doing it tough, that's where I'd be focusing, at the lower end of the scale. But I would highly recommend against following the business councils and ACCI's advice.
Mm. Well, Grogs, we really appreciate you jumping on the mic for us and sharing your thoughts. Thanks so much.
No problems. Great to chat.
That was Guardian columnist and chief economist at the Australia Institute, Greg Jericho. And we've linked to his latest piece on the Full Story page. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Miles Herbert and Alison Chan. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of Full Story is Hannah Parks. Don't forget, you can subscribe or follow Full Story, and you can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.